Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank and praise God for everyone that is listening in today on Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Radio. We thank and praise God for you all. Amen. Let you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved. Not his will that any should perish, but all come into repentance, friend. Amen. Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Amen. Since you believe, friend. Have you had it? You need Christ. You're going to need him. Christ loves you, and he cares for you, friend. I'm letting you know that you need to be saved. Amen. You need to have the Holy Ghost, friend. My friend, we thank and praise God for all of you today, friend. I want to give honor, amen, to all our preachers out there, all our prophets and evangelists and everybody out there. I want to give honor in particular to our overseer of Church of God, the Bible Way, Apostle C.A. Coward. Amen. Give honor to him. Thank and praise God for the music. Amen. But anyway, in particular, we want to give our, you know, honor to our presider, Bishop R.J. Cloud, and also our Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw of the South Florida and North Florida and South Georgia. Amen. God see there. Give honor for them. Amen. And also, especially to my bishop, praise God, to my bishop, Adrian M. Shaw, Jr. We give an honor to him. Praise God. And he's my bishop and my pastor. We thank and praise God for all of you today. Thank and praise God for him. Amen. And all the saints that Jesus saved through faith, and all those of the West Coast District, amen, with the district elder, amen, Ray Johnson. We thank and praise God for him also, amen. And we thank and praise God for all the apostolic ministers out there that's preaching the word of God and continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, amen. You got to have the apostles' doctrine. You got to follow after. The Bible says they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. So we see that. Amen. The way we get the apostles' doctrine, or the way we get the teachings of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of Christ, is through his apostles' teachings. Amen. If you look in the Bible, you know, you got to see what the apostle says. We thank and praise God for that. Amen. Well, today, friend, a good subject we're going to be talking about. Last week, we was talking about, you know, baptism. Praise God. Today, we're going to kind of continue into it. And, you know, I gave you some scriptures that you can go by and you can read. Praise God. Excuse me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You can read about the scriptures in the scripture. Sorry about that. Amen. Praise God. You know, down here in Florida, you know, we had a lot of rain. I kind of got wet. Amen. But that's all right. But in the scripture, praise God. Amen. And we're going to go into Acts chapter 8. Praise God. Acts chapter 8. Amen. So as we see here in Acts, praise God, we had a deacon that went down to Samaritan and to preach. The Bible said, and then Philip went down to the city of Samaritan and preached Christ unto them. And see, that's what we ought to be doing. Everybody. And then all the pastors, the preachers, the evangelists, they need to get away from the city that they're in. I either go into the city that they're in and go and preach Christ. Amen. Preach Jesus Christ to people. And that's what they need to do. And that's what we all need to do, because the scripture tells us to go teach. And amen. And scripture also tells us to go preach. Amen. So we're supposed to go teach, go preach. Amen. And that's what we're supposed to do. Amen. So this man went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto them, and gave heed to the things which Philip was speaking. Amen. And hearing and seeing the miracles in which he did. So we see him. They went out. And then some results came out. Amen. And the seven verses talks about how, unclean spirit, amen, crying out loud voices coming out of many that was possessed with them. And many, look what it says, many with the palsy that were lame were healed. See, when a great revival, a great preaching going on, it follows with signs. And see, that's why people need to get away from the preachers and the evangelists need to come out of the four walls and go out into the community. Amen. And we thank and praise God for that. All right. Okay, so we're going to drop down here, okay, to the 12th verse. But when they believe, when the 12th verse, it says this here. But when they believed Philip preaching and the things concerning the kingdom of God, amen, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So both men and women were baptized. So some of these churches nowadays say that you don't have to baptize. But that's against Jesus' order. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Praise God. You got to be saved. Now, look what it says. Now, if you drop down to the 14th verse, look what it says. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Hallelujah. Amen. Those are like the sons of thunder. they were great preachers too. And look what it says. When they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Okay? So evidently some people didn't have received it yet. But look what it says here. It says, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Only they that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Peter gave a solution to that. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. So we see here that you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, for in him dwell all fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. So in order to fulfill, Matthew 28:19, in order to fulfill that, amen, you got to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. All right? That's the name that takes care of all the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all the titles and all the, you know, the wordings of that verse. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So here it is again. All right, Peter commanded in Acts 2:38. And also, here we see here, amen, in Acts 8:14. Amen. They was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We said, well, actually, amen. In the 16th verse, Acts 8:16, they was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So we see here, you got to go down in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, now, but where we really want to go to, amen. Well, we see here. Over in the 26th verse. Before I go there, let's look what it says here. All right, now, so when Peter and John went down there, and they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, watch this here. I'm going to show you something. I remember, you know, it takes a time for some people to receive the Holy Ghost sometimes. All right, because why? Certain issues that they in their mind that they haven't gotten over with, something that stands in their way, something blocks their prayer sometimes, some carnality. I've seen that happen. But people get baptized, all right, but, you know, for 6 months, a year, they're still seeking the Lord and they're calling on the Lord, but they hadn't received it yet. Amen. So then one day, you know, out of the blue yonder, amen, God give them the Holy Ghost. When their heart get right, God give them the Holy Ghost, and they begin to speak with other tongues, other language, just like they said in the Bible. All right? So don't you give up. If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you continue to seek God's word. You could continue to confess, amen. You continue to repent. And confess and ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you know, God could do it for you, friend. I'm letting you know today He could do it. But, praise God, we see here that we got here, amen. We see here that God is still good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. So we see. Okay, as we go on, we see how that the Ethiopian, amen, a man from Ethiopia, a black man, amen. He received the words of Philip. Let's look what it says there. Okay. And an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south and to the way, and go down to Jerusalem, amen, and to Gaza. All right. And look what it says here. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a black man, an Ethiopian, a eunuch, of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. All right, this man was over all her treasures and so forth, who had the charge of her treasures. Okay, as we see him. Now, and we gone, praise God, and came to Jerusalem to worship. They came to Jerusalem to worship. And no doubt they did that every so often, maybe every year. I don't know how much they did that, but they did that. Amen. Now, as we go on, we see here, amen, and look what it said. And he was returning, sitting in the chariot, reading Isaiah, the prophet. Amen. I like to read that also a lot of time when he's reading Isaiah 53. Amen, as he's saying. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran unto him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, look what it said, understands what thou readest. That's what a lot of people don't understand. They can read the Bible, but they have no spiritual interpretation. So here's the Spirit of God send him to this chariot, amen, and to give this man some understanding. Okay, now look what it says here. You see him, and he said, how can I, some man, guide me? And that's what a lot of people don't want to do. A lot of people don't want to hear that. Amen. A lot of people don't want to hear. They don't want to be guided and led. Amen. But now look at what he said. How can, you know, he said, how can I, except some man, guide me? Amen. And look what he said. And he desired Philip that he would come down and sit with him. Amen. So we see here, this man did that. All right. But the part I want to keep things going, I want to just go where it says here. And he, well, in other words, I want to go here where it says, Philip opened his mouth and began at the scripture. That's the 35th verse. We're at the 35th verse now. I mean, Philip opened his mouth and begin this at the same scripture and preach who? Jesus. Hallelujah. He went and preached Jesus. Amen. He went and preached Jesus. All right. So watch what Philip does. Watch what happened here. Okay. So he preached Jesus. Okay. Now look what it says. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, amen, and the eunuch said, see, here, he said, look, see, here is water. That's what he said. See, here is water. What does hinder me, amen, to be baptized? And Philip said unto, this is what Philip said, if thou believest with thine heart, thou mayest. And look what he said, what the eunuch said. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, bless that word in the name of Jesus. As we see here, praise God, we see here, amen, some things happen here where this man was seeking and looking at, and he was hungry for the word, so he was reading the scriptures. Amen. And we see, praise God, that he asked the question when he seen that water, what does hinder me from being baptized? Amen. What does hinder me to be baptized? And the question I want to ask you today, praise God, amen, if you say you believe God and you believe the Lord Jesus, amen, and some preachers don't even preach baptism no more. It's a shame. But watch this here. If you say that you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, some say, I believe him as my Lord and Savior. Okay? I believe him. All right? Well, it seems to me you want to be obedient to him. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus once said, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which means Jesus. Why? Which means the name of Jesus Christ, for in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Colossians 2:9. Praise God. And we see here, Jesus said, I have come in my Father's name. He said, I and my Father is one. That's what Jesus said. Jesus also said, the Father that dwells in him. That doeth the work. Amen. Jesus said that. Amen. So we see here that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And the 14th verse of St. John, it says, amen, the Word was made flesh. So Jesus and God was all one. Amen. He was the embodiment of you know, God was in him. That body housed it. The mighty God. And so, therefore, in him, in his name, amen, takes care of everything. There's no other name given among man whereby we must be saved. You can call on all those other names. You can call on Buddha, Confucius, and all those other names. Ain't no power in those names. You can call on all these other names, even the other names that God has had. Amen. But now it's all in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's where we give thanks, and that's where we give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, amen, amen, it talks about it, praise God, amen, that we should, whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That way we give thanks or give honor to him. Amen. So we see here today that you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you don't go down in the name of Jesus Christ, you're not complete. Praise God. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not complete. Praise God. So we see here that you got to have that. Amen. You need to seek the Lord. Amen. I know a lot of people say, oh, I got strong faith. Amen. But if you got strong faith and you say you have strong belief, well, it's time for you to be obedient to the word of God and go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, friend. So many people out there saying, going on. Let me tell you something. Another thing he brought out, amen, that a man had to explain this to him, amen, that how can I understand, in other words, he's saying. He said, except some man show me. All right, a lot of people, go, they think they could go off and come back and say, oh, I'm an apostle. Amen. And then some of them go off on a trip and come back and say, oh, I'm the bishop now. So, yeah, y'all have to see me as the bishop. All right. I'm the, you know, the overseer now and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Listen, you're going to have to sit down and be taught. Amen. Yes. Amen. You have to be. Even Paul, amen, he checked in with the apostles at Jerusalem. And then, although he stayed out there for so long, amen, in Arabia, and he went and he checked in with them, all right? So the thing is that some people say, well, I can get this here, the interpretation, and I can be on my own and all that and stuff like that. What is this? You know what? Another thing. What hurts the churches a lot of times, they try to be too independent. One wants this doctrine, another wants this doctrine, one wants this doctrine, this doctrine. And then you look out there, there's all kinds of crazy stuff coming up in the churches nowadays. I say, what in the world is this here? All right? What in the world is, what kind of stuff is this here? All right? You know, I've seen all kinds of crazy things. I say, still of these men going down in water baptism in Jesus' name and sitting down to get taught. Amen. I remember when I first got saved and got the Holy Ghost. Oh, man, I was on fire. I wanted to witness and do everything. And I wanted to go out there and preach the world down. And then my pastor and my bishop, he said, hold on, son. He said, what you going to tell the people? You don't know nothing yet. He said, you got to sit in the counsel of God. Amen. And the teachers of God's word, you got to sit down and learn and understand. For a lot of people don't understand. If Solomon was the wisest man, amen, they say that he was the wisest man. But even Solomon got a message from the ant. Amen. He said, go to the ant, doctor. So people don't understand. All right. So, and, you know, Paul, he sat down before the foot of Gamaliel. All right. But a lot of people, they go running out there, messing up people's mind, and don't have the full understanding of the Bible. They don't wait and find and study to show themselves approved. And the next thing you know, you find yourself in an uproar. You know, people are having all kinds of crazy things going on. Like this thing about mind, you know, white face in the mind. And then some of this crazy dancing stuff that some of these people are doing out there. There's nothing holiness about that. Nothing holy about that. All right? So they come up with all these crazy doctrines, and then Amen. They come up with all these crazy, funny doctrines. Nothing holy about it. All right? They just go out there and do it. All right? Oh, that just to please the little kids. No, get them baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost and that, and you teach them spiritually things. Teach them how to live. Amen. So we see so many people are in a situation that they're in with false doctrine that they're dealing with. Amen. Amen. So they don't believe in baptism. Some of them don't believe in baptism. Some of them don't believe in the gift of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They don't believe in the power and of tongues, you know, speaking in other languages. They don't believe that nowadays. Amen. So the church at foot. Look what's happening. Look how many homosexuals are going to church now. homosexual preachers and stuff like that. What kind of stuff is this? All right. Lesbian preachers inside the church nowadays. All right. See, the thing is, people don't understand. See, God ain't coming back for a church like that. Amen. God is not coming back for a church. Amen. That got homosexual, gays, and lesbians, and pedophiles, and adulterers, and fornicators, and hell. Come on now. So people need to get back on course. Amen. They need to get on course because the Bible tells us. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us. Amen. That we be ye holy. For I'm holy. That's what God said. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Amen. You got all kinds of things going in these churches nowadays. Now, I'm saying today, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be involved with the real church. You need to get involved with the real church. Amen. And you know what? God is not coming back for all these different type of churches, the First Baptist churches, the Methodist churches, and all that. He's going to come back for his church. Amen. You better strive to be holy. You gotta strive to live a righteous life. Amen. And God didn't come back for it. They think that God doesn't accept anything because it feel good to them. Come on, somebody. Because it looks good, feel good, and sounds good. No, If it doesn't line up with this scripture, praise God, you are out of course. Amen. It doesn't line up with this scripture, you are out of course. Praise God, you know, no matter how good you think you might be, amen, no matter how fine you think you might be, a handsome you might be, all right, and you think that you the greatest thing, see, God looks at us. What about the humbleness of spirit and be willing to receive? Some of you won't even receive what I'm saying today, but I'm telling you, you got to be humble. All right, that man, that unit humbled himself and he seek for information, and this brother Philip gave it to him. You know, I love people, but I don't like falsality. Amen. I love people. Amen. You know, people need to get into the real doctrine of Christ, get into the real apostles' doctrine. Then you know that we love you, we care about you. Now, we're located. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton, amen, Church of God, the Bible Way, on Osborne and 22nd, right there at the corner, amen, on Osborne 22nd. Our address is 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. Tampa, Florida, 33610. Letting you know that we care about you and we love you. And like I say, you know, go down to some church. Go down to an apostolic church and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God bless your soul. And then go under the water, not sprinkling, not pouring on. Go under the water. You know, in other words, be buried up under the water, your whole body, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Emerged all the way up under the water. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of it. Thank and praise God for my journey. Thank and praise God for my wife. Thank and praise God for everybody. Amen. That's listening. Amen. Let you know that God loves you and He wants to see you saved. All right. Let everybody call in next week, 6:30. I'll be there. All right. 1-713-955-0700.